Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, one of the things that we can't falter on or fail at would be our support of Israel and would be our constant support against groups like Hamas, their wholly owned subsidiary, of course, of Iran, it would seem, and also all the different bad actors that seem like they have this opportunity now to kind of do whatever they want or say whatever they want and try to support whoever they want and make it look like America is not able to really handle it. Well, I think I'm here to tell you that that's just not going to be the case, notwithstanding Joe Biden and his speech earlier, which really, I think, fell short. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon here from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook a little bit more extensively, of course, about the speech, the other developments. They shot down missiles out of Yemen. I mean, we don't even know where to start this morning, folks, but we are going to start first by thanking you for listening. We're glad that you're there. And, of course, we're broadcasting live to our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida, by way of Southern California. My name's Kyle Warren, by the way. Great pleasure to be with you this morning. We're broadcasting also to our great radio affiliates all across the country. We're up on the satellite with the GCN network. If you'd like to listen to a live stream, go to GCNlive.com. You can also go to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And we have links there where you can listen to GCN Live as well. Now, if you're working across the overnights in America, we want to welcome you, give you a special shout out wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And by the way, our new listener lines are now live. We've already had several phone calls this morning, and we're glad about that, but we have a brand new telephone number. Brand new telephone number. Please don't call 1-877-969-8600, but do call our new number of 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959, and you can be a part of the program. If you'd like to send us message, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. We'll see that during the broadcast. Hopefully be able to comment on it. So, without further ado, let's bring in our good friend Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Denise, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, I covered some stuff there in the intro. Where do you want to begin? I mean, we got missiles flying from Yemen. Evidently, they didn't know where they were going. Where do you think they might have been going, Denise?
Well, they say they were heading north towards Israel, but if you look at a map, I find it a little curious that any missiles coming out of Yemen could reach Israel. I listened to the Pentagon briefing yesterday and kind of came away scratching my head on that one. But we also had a couple of hits on our bases in Iraq. And then there were a couple of hits on our footprint in Syria. So, it's getting a little sporty out there, ladies and gentlemen, to put it mildly. The U.S. forces at what is known as Victory Base Complex and the Baghdad International Airport in central Iraq, one war rocket was shot down by the base, close-in weapon systems, while others impacted the facility that's used by our personnel. But there was no damage to, there was damage to the bases, but not to personnel. So that's a good thing. But interestingly enough, there was no condemnation of any of that in Biden's speech last night.
Right. Yeah. Why wasn't that? Was this speech sort of pre-processed already, and they kind of added in some Israel stuff?
It almost sounds like it. They wanted to, I think they wanted to talk about Ukraine, and then it was like, oops, well, we better add some things. And they kind of went back and forth to see if they couldn't put the two parts together. I don't know. It didn't do a blasted thing for me.
Well, how do you think that not only our allies, but what do you think in the vaulted halls of power of Tehran or, you know, Moscow or Beijing, were they listening to this and saying, okay, whatever?
Oh, they were all listening. I think Iran just sort of waved them off like, okay, this, you know, we hear it, but, you know, he really said nothing about Iran of any consequence. Ukraine, I think, could be pleased with what they heard, but that doesn't mean it's going to help Ukraine, because we don't have a functioning House of Representatives that can deal with any kind of money situation. It's going to have to be led by the Senate, and I think they're doing the work on how to deal with Ukraine, and then it's got to go over to the House. So that's kind of a mess. He mentioned Russia a couple of times. But here's an interesting thing, and I think I've brought it up on the show a couple of times, is that not only is Iran involved in all of these things, but so is Russia. And I think they're working together, because just in the last day or so, the Iranian Armed Forces General, otherwise known as Mohammad Bagheri, he held phone calls, interestingly enough, with his own counterparts in Russia, in Qatar. So we can't forget that there's a power partnership here. And you know, I mentioned a couple of days ago that the timing of this is purposeful, because of what's happening with elections and campaigns and all that here in the United States.
Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, stick there for a moment on the telephone line, because we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we've got lots more with Denise, everybody. So much to talk about. This morning is flying by. And if you'd like to join in, the new number, 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Live.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. That's our brand new call-in number. Wherever you're listening from across the country, if you want to give us a call this morning, you'd like to call in and opine, be part of the program, talk with Denise Simon, talk with any of our other guests. And by the way, we do have a caller holding on the line, so caller, do hold on there for a moment. And we're right back here with the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. And don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you also want to send us a direct message that we can see through the broadcast here. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get right back to the telephone line and our good friend Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, before we take the caller, again, the attitude now seems to be, I think most people are on the side of Israel. I think the vast majority. But there is such a vocal group all over the place in different aspects here that are just seemingly so anti-Israel, but also sort of, hey, well, you know, Hamas has the right idea here. I mean, maybe not that far, but it's really disturbing, don't you think?
Well, there was a propaganda thing called BDS. It was Boycott, Divest, and Sanction Israel, BDS. That went on for a very long time across the United States at universities. Well, now they have kind of taken that whole thing and expanded it to be, I would say, Palestinian propaganda militia.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's where we are.
Yeah, it's just really crazy. I tell you what, let's go ahead and if you want, we'll take the caller here and let's bring him on in. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You should know my name. Backgammon Bob.
Hey, it's Backgammon Bob. All right. Well, we definitely would know the voice, but good morning.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Anyway,
yeah, do you have a question for Denise or a comment?
A little of both. I noticed away from the war and that stuff, the Biden administration just okayed a Northwest pipeline out there in California, I think. And I think that's pretty good news, because I think the energy shortage and stuff is going to start putting pressure on them to open up on stuff. And as they want more electrical vehicles, they can't support that with the plants that we have, because there are going to be brownouts, and they need to go some nuclear too, which is, I think, one of the most important things they could do. And the second thing I wanted to comment on was that since Russia has decided to revoke the Global Test Ban Treaty,
right?
I can't tell whether this is a nuclear test or merely a high explosive test, which is what triggers the bomb and stuff. But anyway, they say they are going to. It says the U.S. conducted a high explosive experiment, which I assume that. And the thing is, it looks like. The Cold War is just going to start back up in full strength here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that I think before we go futzing around over there and moving all these carriers and stuff over there, we better have a real plan of what happens if Iran really already has nukes and decides to use one.
That's a good question, yeah.
And not only can they decide, what are we going to do if Iran decides they're going to use chemical weapons, or they decide they're going to use biological weapons? Okay? I don't think we got the problems we got here in our home country. I don't think we need to go fritzing around over there and risk a serious war or confrontation with either Russia, Iran, and or China even, possibly, because now China will probably decide, hey, now it's time to go get Taiwan. And what are we going to do about that? Absolutely nothing. All right. That's it, Denise. What do you think?
All right. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Absolutely. Lots to talk about.
Let me put things in perspective here. The United States and the West, including Israel, have a lot of abilities. And one of them is the ability to gather intelligence. Now, it was a couple of years ago, a lot of people are going to forget this, or have already forgotten this, but there was an assassination of the top nuclear guy in Iran, Moshe Fakhrabada Mahabadi. And he had several passports, he went by several names, he had been sanctioned by the United States, so he essentially couldn't travel, but because he had so many passports, he was able to travel, and did a lot of travel, by the way, to where? North Korea. I mention this because this is a man that was a very obscure kind of guy, but he was assassinated, and I would argue that it was Israel that assassinated him, and rightly so. Thinking that it would put back the Iranian nuclear deal back on its heels a little bit. And I think maybe it did somewhat. I would say that there's probably some other operations that are in the planning stages now, because we have Major General Mohammad Bagheri, who is the top guy of all of Iran's armed forces. And he is the one that is pulling the strings on Iranian militias across the Middle East. Quite frankly, I think I would put him on the short life list.
Indeed.
And we have to look at certain people that do certain things. And because he's cozy with some of these other countries, Qatar and Russia, it would send some interesting messages to kind of put some countries' rogue leaders back on their heels.
Well, you know, Denise.
Go ahead, me.
Yeah. Go ahead, back in, Bob.
No, I just wanted to make. I didn't know what to say. Go ahead, let Denise continue. I just I should know whether I was still in the air or not. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Oh, yeah, keep going, Denise. You know, Backgammon Bob mentioned about the nuclear weapon question. You know, talk about being consumed with rage. If Iran used a nuclear weapon or chemicals or biologic, you know, any of those kinds of things, but mostly nuclear, obviously, I mean, the rage factor would go off the charts. And then we'd just be in down this road into World War III, probably.
To cause the response that we have already to what Hamas is doing to Israel, look at what the United States has already done. We've sent two carrier battle groups, a command and control ship, deployments of Marine 25th Expeditionary Unit, I think it is. So we're already reacting in some form. Now, I would argue, where's Europe in all of this, because I haven't seen any of their battleships. But maybe we just said to Europe, the United States will handle the Middle East, you go handle Ukraine. I don't know. But it's fascinating to me that Biden has not spoken to the notion that he's had talks with King Abdullah of Jordan, who canceled a meeting. You know, why didn't he pick up the phone calling Lebanon to say, you better back off here, and you better control Hezbollah?
Right, because Hezbollah has all those missiles, too. I mean, they could start a volley like you'd never believe.
That's precisely right. So why isn't, you know, Lebanon front and center in all of this? So I would argue that our National Security Agency, NSA, ought to be operating in high gear looking at communications, signals intelligence, geospatial. CIA needs to start dispatching some operatives, which I would argue they probably haven't done in a long time. So we might have to rely on Britain to step up their game, which they may have. By the way, it was Britain who came out and did a study on the hospital bombing, alleged hospital bombing. Now it seems like it was just the parking lot. And they confirm that Israel had nothing to do with it. So, yeah. Rashida Tlaib, you know, someone needs to send her the memo.
Well, indeed. Yeah, well, she was also out there talking about how they're never going to forget this about Joe Biden, I guess, and his support for Israel. You know, it's just getting weirder and weirder. There's no doubt about that. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise Simon, stick on the phone there for a moment. Backgammon Bob, thanks for the call. And we're going to hit the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we've got much more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And everybody, stay right there, because we have a lot more to talk about in the overnight hours all across America. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. President Biden just addressed the nation from the Oval Office, covering the conflicts with Israel and Ukraine in relation to U.S. national security. The State Department has issued a warning advising Americans abroad to exercise increased caution. According to spokesman Matt Miller, the advisory issued today points to
the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests.
This advisory comes in the midst of escalating tensions between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The proposal to authorize interim Speaker Patrick Henry to assume the role until January is facing resistance. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan informed reporters this afternoon that Republican members have opted not to vote on a resolution to grant McHenry this authority. Jordan has affirmed his continued candidacy for the Speaker position. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, chocolate chip ice cream, chocolate chip cookies. I don't know. What were they doing at the White House later on after the speech? I don't know. Maybe there was chocolate chip ice cream. But, you know, the speech in and of itself was just okay. It certainly did not seem to hit the marks that it needed to hit in order to really knock it out of the park at a very crucial time in our, not in just our nation's history, but in Earth history altogether. Folks, this portion of the program is being brought to you by, we want you to check out CV4A.org. That's Concerned Veterans for America. CV, the number 4A.org. We were just talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans of America on yesterday morning's program. Talked about all the great things that they do for the vets, how they even will try to influence policy moving forward for our fighting active service men and women who could get involved in something very, very dicey very, very soon. My prayer is that they don't have to, that they, that somehow this is going to get all tamped down. But the men and women of our fighting forces just absolutely have our admiration. They have our love. They have our respect. And Concerned Veterans for America certainly works on their behalf and on the behalf of our honored veterans as well. All right, let's not waste any more time. Let's head back to the telephone lines. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Hey.
Well, you know, Right there during the bottom of the hour, there was a couple of news items. And Jim Jordan, of course, is saying he's not going to try to force another vote at this point, but he's going to try to go to the floor and get more support. I mean, is this possible, or is it just going to end in disaster here?
There's allegedly a vote that's supposed to be held at 11 o'clock today.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, he seemed to lose support as well. I mean, this is just going nowhere fast.
Well, yeah. And so I think you can about imagine the conversations that are being had, especially given what is going on in the world. Now, the State Department put out a worldwide travel alert yesterday for Americans. Worldwide. They also said to any Americans in Lebanon to get out while their planes that are still operating. Saudi Arabia said the same thing. That tells you the State Department to put out a worldwide travel alert for all Americans across the globe. That tells you that the people over there in the House that are voting against Jordan are idiots. You know, let's get on with this. What do they expect Jordan to do or not do that they feel like it needs to be done?
They say he's a threat to democracy, at least on the Democrat side. But you're talking more on the Republican side. Yeah. I mean, they're making hay there. But you're right. I mean, we don't have a speaker. We have a speaker pro tem, but that's not the same thing. And why try to manipulate this and try to give the speaker pro tem a little bit more power here and there? We just need a speaker.
Well, you know, going into the general election, ladies and gentlemen, where we have to re-elect people in the House of Representatives across the country, I would argue that the Democrats are going to use this as campaign fodder against the Republicans. You know, the Republicans were really kind of sitting in the catbird seat for picking up more seats in the House. All of this stupidness is going to backfire.
Indeed. Well, and obviously going into this presidential election, you know, the GOP does need some kind of unified message. They have the platform, and from what we understand, even from folks who have called this show, you know, their platform is something that has pretty good support across the highways and byways, but they need to be able to implement it or at least make the argument that, look, we're doing what we can, but you got to give us a bigger majority so that we can, and the White House and the Senate, so we can actually make it happen.
Well, you know, these representatives that are voting against Jordan, some of them are being threatened to be primaried. But you know what? If we call their offices, they don't have to take our call because they don't represent us. We're not in their district. But I would argue that they almost have to take our call because their vote is a national vote. And so there really needs to be some pressure that is put on them. You know, this Don Bacon cat and this Ken Buck cat, I think are two that we need to really kick them in the shins here. You know, you can call our office, and say, you know, you're embarrassing the rest of the country. You know, for reasons that are really kind of stupid. And they say, well, you know, we're representing our constituents. No, they're not. They're absolutely not. So if in order for them to take their call, look up a zip code in their district and give their staff a fake zip code so they'll take the call.
Yeah, well, but
I can't tell you how many times I've done that.
Well, the message is important. You know, that's the thing, and all this that is going on right now just continues to, number one, give the other side the ammunition to say, look, they're all discombobulated. They can't shoot straight. They don't know what they're doing. So why elect them and give them more power? Because we Democrats Democrats will come back into your life and will spend more and will give you some free stuff, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know, I also see, you know, we had the House Freedom Caucus. I also see some fracture there, too. And, you know, I would say these outside groups, the Heritage, the Cato's, the Hudson's, you know, American Enterprise Institute, I mean, I can go on and on. They carry more sway than we just little guys out here. So perhaps that, you know, they need to put some power on them. But I would also say, where's the RNC? Now, I'm not a big fan of the leadership at the RNC, but the RNC does carry some financial weight when it comes to these districts. And, you know, maybe they ought to be putting some phone calls into the Don Bacons and the Kevin Bucks and saying, what are you doing? Because if you don't fix this, you're damaging the entire operation here. And, you know, I think there's a lot of pressure, but now they're saying we're getting death threats and blah, 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 you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Denise.
Yeah, everybody in Congress gets them.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's a horrible thing. Well, Denise, so I think we have time to take one quick phone call. We have a caller holding on the line. Let's check it out. All right, caller, you're on line one, and you're on the program. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Aaron. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
All right.
Aaron.
Listening on the mighty 710 KMUS. I'm glad, and I'm glad you got the new number.
I am, and the thing is, Denise, the call is a waste of time. I don't call any of these representatives. You brought up Ken Buck. He's a House representative here in my state, and he's voting against Jordan because Trump has the audacity to say he got robbed in the election. That's just complete stupidity. But what are you going to do? Ken Buck supposedly wrote the book on draining the swamp, and he is the swamp. So, I mean, calling these people is ridiculous. It doesn't bother me that they're fighting over the speakership or who's going to get it. At least they're not spending money this country does not have. This country's in 33 trillion sources of say it's even more than that what this country owes. So let them battle it out. It doesn't bother me. The so-called Republicans had control of the House, the Senate, the White House, and still didn't do nothing about spending in this country. So let them duke it out. But anyway, Denise, Professor of Politics, adios.
Adios. Thank you. Aaron in Denver, Colorado, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. Great to hear from Aaron. I'm glad you got the new telephone number. Denise, what do you think? We got about 10 seconds.
Well, I read Ken Buck's book, and I interviewed him years ago. And I had a high regard for him during that interview and after reading the book. Now, not so much.
Yep, exactly. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. I think we had some great segments this morning, and we'll look forward to talking with you again tomorrow.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning, Denise. Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. And, folks, we have a lot more to talk about because we're going to talk with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, coming up right after this short break. When we come back, stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle
One. Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we race across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America, taking your telephone calls at 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we have so much more to talk about because we also have our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, holding on the telephone line. And so let's go right to the line, and because we've got so much to cover this morning here on the program. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, first and foremost, I wanted to ask you if you saw the speech or if you heard the speech, or was it even a – did the speech do anything for the president?
I don't know yet in regards to what it's going to do. I mean, I have my questions. You know, going to the American people and asking us and telling us that we have this, you know, we have to spend this enormous amount of money, you know, once again. Even before he gave the speech, I was saying to myself, okay, you know, as much as, you know, I want Israel to do well, it's a very rich country. It's a wealthy country. Their per capita GDP is over $50,000 per person there. I don't know why they can't pay for this on their own, or, you know, if we needed to lend them the money, okay, we can lend them the money and then they can pay it back. I don't understand why we have to give it to them. And in the same thought, my same thought process is going, well, gee whiz, you know, how come Germany doesn't step up and, like, say, you know what, we got that bill? okay? We'll pick up this tab in some of these other countries. Why does it just have to be us? When it comes to Ukraine, I mean, you mentioned talking about, you know, going to pay dividends and keeping the United States safe. I'm sorry, I've never felt threatened by Russia in the slightest, since the Cold War. Prior to the Cold War, when I was a kid, you know, we were told that possibility of nuclear war, and we had to do bomb tests and hide underneath our desks. I don't think, you know, Russia is the slightest bit of a threat to the United States. So I don't understand how this is going to, protect us. And again, you know, this is more money that we have to spend. I wasn't given a clear reason why my tax dollars, and we are a country that's $33 trillion plus in debt, running massive trillion-dollar-plus deficits, why we have to spend all this.
Well, indeed, yeah. In the top of the program this morning, I mentioned how, you know, it's more like we were hearing from Ukraine Incorporated from the Oval Office. There's so much heavy emphasis on Ukraine. I thought the speech was supposed to be about Israel and supposed to be about the hostages, our American hostages that are being held right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think America is sold on Ukraine. I mean, I'm getting, you know, word out of Ukraine right now that I mean, Zelensky is cracking down now on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church there, and you know, I don't understand. I mean, they're getting rid of this, the right to, you know, the religious rights that are there. I don't understand what's going on. I don't know why we have to continue to spend, you know, all of this money there. I really don't. It is become a proxy war for us against Russia. I mean, we're sending them some longer range missiles now that they're starting to use. And I think that the longer we're involved with this, the worse it makes us when it comes to our security. And that doesn't strengthen us. I think that we should be, what is the end game when it comes to Ukraine and Russia? And we should be looking to try to end this thing sooner rather than later.
Yeah, bingo. The word you just said, end game, that's exactly what I was going to ask you about. There is no end game here. It doesn't feel like, you know, like, for example, in World War II, everything was, everything was a singular purpose. Win the war. We have to stop Germany and Japan at that time. But there was a singular purpose. Right now, it's kind of like, well, we're just going to be there for however long it takes. You know, it's very open-ended.
Yeah, and that's what we've been doing for a while. And it's one loss after another. As far as our military endeavors are concerned, you know, going back to, you want to call, Korea a tie? I don't know. Vietnam, they're the same type of situation. Losing there, Afghanistan, losing there. I mean, it's one after another. So I don't know why we fight these wars, because we're not, well, certainly not fighting them to win anything, that's for sure.
Well, indeed. Well, let's turn here real briefly to some of the economic news that was going on yesterday morning. About 24 hours ago, I was asking you about what Jerome Powell might be talking about. Well, today, he spoke rather yesterday on Thursday. He says that inflation is still too high, and we might need to have lower economic growth. That might be needed to actually begin to bring down inflation. You know, I thought we just had to get costs down, or is it just a function now of people stop spending money and then inflation will go down?
Yeah, I don't subscribe to their way of thinking. It doesn't make any sense to me, never has. I harken back to Vietnam where that colonel said you got to destroy the village in order to save it. You know, why do we have to have GDP growth go down? Why do people need to be put out of work in order to get inflation in check? There's two sides to the equation. There's a demand side and there's a supply side. And, you know, you could rectify a lot of inflation by increasing supply. And that's what I would be focused on right now. And obviously, you know, you talk about, you know, too much money chasing too few goods. That's all, due to Trump and Biden and all the handouts and giveaways that they put out because of COVID hasn't helped matters at all. But, you know, you can slip that up in other ways. I'm not a big fan of the way that they're handling everything right now. And again, you get a lot of the sycophant economists out there praising what's going on and saying that the economy is wonderful and great and people should be thrilled and, you know, one Alan Blinder yesterday had an article talking about, well, no, we can't have prices go down. That would be devastating. And I'm saying to myself, are you out of your mind? I said, you know, price of food and energy and things that people have to spend every day, it would be great for the economy if those prices went down. So, again, it's a disconnect to me.
Yeah, and they also talk about having to impose the pain. You know, that's why, you know, we'll raise interest rates as quickly as we did, because there's got to be pain for the consumer. You know, it seems like, well, wait, whose side are you on here? You know, we're not supposed to create pain. We're supposed to create opportunity, and we're supposed to create the atmosphere and the fertile land such that business can thrive and hire people and people, everybody wins.
Well, if again, if we got all of these, you know, central planners, you know, out of the economy and let things fall where they may, in my opinion, things would be much better. I mean, sometimes you're going to have disconnects. It happens. But like nature, science, it'll find an equilibrium. You don't have to mess around with it. You know, there might be some pain based upon not having that equilibrium for a period of time, but eventually it will settle. Trying to tinker around with the economy and trying to make it some sort of, like, you know, and again, they use all these, you know, metaphors all the time, whether they're comparing the economy to an engine or, you know, they're using, you know, Goldilocks as an example, trying to have some sort of perfect Goldilocks economy out there. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. You just got to get out of the way.
Indeed, indeed. Well, just here real briefly, looks like China is now selling off most of it, most U.S. assets, the most that it's done in some 4 years, and some $21 billion worth of U.S. Treasury stock, U.S. stock and Treasury bonds. So China's having all kinds of problems. Is this a way of trying to get some cash, get liquid, or what?
They're selling these bonds at a massive loss because the price of bonds have come way down. Obviously, the rates have gone up. They have massive financial troubles there right now. Massive. I can't begin to get our arms around just how, you know, dire their situation is. I mean, looking at a could be a collapse in their economy based on the way that they structure things over time. I was reading something the other day talking about all the empty housing and ghost cities that we see there. I mean, they built enough housing there for over 4 billion people. I mean, and their population is declining. It's not growing. So, I mean, it's a mess of monumental proportions.
Well, something you like to mention, and that is the central planning. I mean, here in America, it's one thing, but in China, it's an entirely different thing and much more massive. And now we're seeing kind of the results of that kind of thinking.
Well, yeah, it's been going on for a while, and how they go about financing and, you know, the various different districts and, financing local government and taxes by the sale of real estate. And, you know, people overly reliant on their home as the storage of value, so that there's a myriad of problems that they have right now. And, again, you know, they're posturing themselves on the world stage right now.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, weakness that they're, in my opinion, that they're putting out if you actually look behind the curtain.
Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.